established. Should we take this all as a charade that he was just trying to have a good faith effort with the NBA and those people had the idea to do this 12 months? But, I mean, this is what many people have thought all along. He's coming in taking it.
My job is just to present the facts as we see them and let the judge make her conclusions in that regard.
Can you explain why you took McClendon off the list?
I didn't take McClendon off the list. He is not, because he is a resident of Oklahoma City and not an operating officer of the club, we do not have a right to call him. So we are left with presenting his testimony based on the deposition that we took in Oklahoma City. It was PBC that determined not to bring him to Seattle to testify.
But you didn't show the video, so are you going to do that at some point? Or
we still, and I probably forgot to mention that, we still are considering doing that. We will be submitting to the court much more extensive portions of his deposition. We may show part of his deposition in court, but much more extensive amounts of his deposition are being given to the court for her to read, which is her preference.
You did tell the judge that you're paring down your case. How much and how significant is that?
Well, for example, one of our experts was focused on the Sonics operations over the years leading up to the signing by Bennett and the years after. And we think through Mr. Bennett, we've been able to get out the fact that Mr. Bennett understood the degree of losses that the Sonics were facing in the years leading up to when he purchased the team. So that expert became unnecessary.
Are you aware when Mr. Barr said that there were no calls for tickets, that obviously you quickly pointed out that the team was not selling tickets at that time? Is that something that
Something that we're aware of. You wonder why you ask that question when the answer is simply, well, no one's calling because you're not selling. And why would anyone call to buy when you've announced you're moving? Why would anybody be buying sponsorships next year in Seattle when you've announced your desire to go to Oklahoma City? I didn't quite get what the point of that testimony was.
Are there any witnesses you're cutting for time reasons that you wish you could get on?
No, if there's anything that we think is important, we'll put that witness on. We had, I think, 10 hours, about 15 hours left as of this morning, so I think we're doing just fine, but as I said, Mr. Menenberg, the expert, the points that he was going to make have been made using fact witnesses, which is always preferable. Okay, see you tomorrow.